Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Visitor numbers from overseas to Ireland in June were down 2% to 654,000. That's much better than many had feared after earlier CSO data suggested a major fall off in tourist numbers. But that figure is still around half the number of people who came to this island before COVID struck in 2019. Why? Is it the astonishingly high cost of holidaying and eating out in Ireland, or is something else at play? Alice Manser is the Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland and is with us now. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Joe.
Were you a little bit relieved that it was only down 2%?
Well, it's certainly good to see some glimmers of hope in the numbers in June. So visitors were down 2% compared to June last year, but the number of nights that they spent was up 6%. So visitors are staying for longer. They are watching what they spend, though. So spend down minus 6% compared to the same time last year. Of course, June is only 1 month. You referenced a slowdown in the rest of the year. And if we look at the first 6 months in aggregate, we had 2.8 million visitors from overseas coming to Ireland. They spent 20 million. Billion nights with us and 2.2 billion euros in spend.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money and it's a worthwhile industry, but it is a slowdown compared to 2024. And it brings us roughly back to the kind of numbers we would have seen for visitors and spend in 2023. Mm-hmm. And it's
but
worth
nowhere near 2019.
Well, 2019 visitor numbers were higher, but actually spend-wise, the value per visitor in terms of revenue generated, we were up at 6 billion euros coming in from overseas visitors last year, which was over and above what we would have seen in 2019.
And the sheer cost of holidaying here, is that worrying people? I mean, I know you poll a lot of visitors when they're on their way out, when they're in Dublin Airport flying out. Do they cite that?
I think we're operating in a tougher environment now than perhaps last year. And so, first of all, we do survey people before they even get here in terms of their attitudes to travel. And at the moment, there is change afoot, as we all know. When we survey people overseas, 2/3 say they value overseas holidays. They want to prioritise them. But 41% of people say they will take fewer trips or shorter trips this year because of cost. And 1/4 of all overseas consumers are saying things are just too uncertain right now for me to book travel. So we're operating in this environment of greater price sensitivity. Meanwhile, we hear from industry on the ground, there's a lot of cost inflation. They're struggling with margins. And so it's all about competitiveness for the future. Part of that is the price point, but part of it is also showing people why it's worth coming, what they're going to get for the price they spend. And I suppose a piece of good news within all of this is that while about half of all overseas consumers think Ireland will represent good value as a destination before they come. That's over 60% once they've been. So actually people think we're better value once they have been on the ground with us than they did before they
came.
And
is that because of the intangible stuff that you can't sell in advance? That feeling of meeting nice people who can chat to you with no cultural or linguistic barriers?
Absolutely. I think for folks from the US particularly we're seen as a very warm environment and an easy environment for them to travel
to. Not in temperature terms, obviously.
Not in temperature terms, thankfully, which is another selling point, actually, in the summer with the cool-cations trend, Joe. You're on the money. But I think, yeah, more broadly, the selling points for Ireland, the things that really resonate with people overseas are, first of all, our stunning landscapes and scenery. But then, yes, the warmth of our culture and our people, and then history and heritage, particularly motivating for North Americans.
Talking of cool-cations, a lot of Spain, Portugal, Italy and Greece, they're seeing like 40 degree heat. Has there not been a surge in at least inquiries from Southern Europe to come to cool-cation Ireland?
There has been to a degree. So when the heat waves hit in Europe, we did see double-digit growth in people searching for flights to Ireland. So it definitely is a trend. We also have heard from people that 1/3 of consumers are reconsidering when they would travel to those countries. So it can be
avoid them June, July and August.
Right. So it can be of benefit to Ireland in the summer months. But the flip side of that is we will face more competition from sun destinations in spring and autumn because people may move their travel to then.
Right, okay. Are we a little bit over-dependent on the American and British tourist?
Well, you could say that. I mean, 50% of our visitor spend comes from those English-speaking markets. The US has long been an attractive market for us. It's of enormous size. It's had 20% increase in air access since 2019. And the US visitor stays for longer and spends more, maybe, you know, 1.5 to 2 times what
certainly
a mainland
tips
European.
Tips generously.
They might spend up to 3 times what a visitor from Great Britain would spend. But market diversification is a big focus at the moment.
And where are you looking at? Where are you hoping to get a lot more people from?
Well, it was good to see in June again that the numbers were stable from Great Britain, which is where our biggest volume of visitors comes from. Mm-hmm. Mainland Europe is attractive because it's a big block close to home, but they do tend to be more price sensitive. Yeah. Meanwhile, the strongest growth last year came from Canada. We had over 20% visitor spend growth. There's increased air access this summer, and we've even heard anecdotally that there are planes that were taking Canadians previously to the US that are now bringing Canadians
rerouting
to Ireland. Yes, so there's opportunity
that's
there.
That's one big reroute.
Yes.
I suspect, yeah, that the numbers this year could be, because of the actions of Donald and his tariffs, could be very different. The government said it's going to spend 2/3 of the tax available in the budget to cut VAT rates in the hospitality sector down to 9%. I presume that's good for your members and your clients. But is there any way of guaranteeing that prices will be cut for the end users, for the consumers, for the tourists?
I think it's something that industry feel very passionately about because, as we've heard, competitiveness and cost increases on the ground are a major pressure, especially if visitors are going to be more price sensitive. There is no guarantee that businesses will be able to pass on price reductions, but it's about keeping those businesses, particularly in the food sector where margins are wafer thin, it's about keeping them viable because we all know how much having a great cafe or local restaurant adds to local communities, not just for visitors, but for everybody. Mm-hmm. And again, within tourism and hospitality, you know, 300,000 jobs island-wide, about 225,000 in Ireland and the rest in Northern Ireland depends on tourism.
And also in quite remote parts of the country.
And exactly, this is not only an indigenous industry that's rooted here in Ireland, it's rooted right the way around the country with 70% of the jobs outside of Dublin. So that's the reason, or one of the many reasons, to care so deeply and to want this industry to succeed, particularly at a time when there's so much volatility about.
Enough hotel beds out there? I know obviously the occupancy due to Ukrainian refugees and international protection applicants was 22% a few years ago. It's down to 7%. Are there enough hotel beds out there?
There are more hotel beds than there were. So by the end of last year, there were 7% more hotel beds than there had been in 2023. So, you know, generally, hotels tend to be fuller in the summer. There's more occupancy to fill from October to May. But it's an improving picture, certainly. And so now we want to fill those hotels.
Absolutely. Alice, thanks very much for coming in. Have a lovely long weekend. That is Alice Manser there, the Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.